This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, October 3rd. Well, the cattle markets yesterday, both the lives and the feeders, started out just a bit weaker, but quickly moved to the positive side, led by the front month live cattle, where the October finally getting almost to the point where it fills the gap. The December has been hovering right at filling that gap for the last four sessions, but the front month October has really lagged behind the back months. And yesterday we got within just 15 points of filling that gap, so it's a pretty good chance we'll get that done. But clearly it's been a struggle to do it, and maybe that's all we're going to get out of this. From a seasonal perspective, we would look for the markets to stay strong into the holidays, which is kind of what the fundamentals would suggest. But it's been a fairly extended run to the upside, and markets due for a pullback. That's what I'm thinking here right in the near term, that we'll probably get a pullback. At this point, probably a good $5 worth. But I do think that we've got a good shot of moving higher yet beyond these swing highs into the holiday season. Feeder cattle have gone far beyond the gap from the packing plant fire. They rallied up to those double top formations from July, at least on the front months. And the back months didn't quite get there, but they got pretty close. They started to back away on Monday and Tuesday. We had a fair amount of pressure in the market. And then yesterday, the markets bounced back. We started out a little bit weaker, but we reversed back up. So it's decent chance the markets will come and try to test the swing highs from a couple days ago. But I do think there too, we're probably going to come back down and get a correction in the, at least in the short term. I would look for the support to be refilling the gap. So the bottom end of the gaps from the packing plant would be your support levels for the feeders. What I'm looking for there too is keeping a very close eye on the cash index, which you always do, but our feeling is that we're going to see a bunching up of placements during October. The lack of placements in July and August getting bunched up with the normal placements from the Northern Plains. And that didn't seem to happen during September, at least Central and Southern Plains placements catching up. So if they kept them back, they got to go in the feedlot sometime. And they're probably going to be coming at the same time the Northern Plains calves are. Now, those Southern and Central Plains cattle will have a larger frame. They're going to be heavier when they get placed, and they're going to be heavier when they come out. So we're still looking at that window of February, March, maybe extending into April, while we see a bottleneck of pressure in the live cattle market. But in the near term, still looking for the markets to have some continued strength, unless this weakness in the stock market starts to spill over, which clearly wasn't having an impact yesterday. So I think the cattle markets have some pretty well-defined moves coming up where you can get your hands around what the fundamentals are and look for some fairly consistent trends up or down. Near term, like right in front of us next couple weeks, I would look for the markets to correct. Have about a 50% correction of this rally, and then that will be the launching pad for the next leg up in live cattle. For feeders, I don't think they're going to see that kind of strength. I think we're going to struggle through the month of October. I think the saving grace there's a lot of feed grain around, and that should be somewhat supportive, but I do think there's going to be a lot of numbers competing for pen space as we move forward. So that's kind of my short and medium term outlook. The longer term, as we get into springtime, late winter at least, I would be looking for the markets to come under some pressure. I think you're going to see quite a bit of bottlenecking of cattle around that time of year, and they'll probably be fairly heavy cattle. Box beef values yesterday were just a bit lower. Choice was down 50 cents at 213. Select down 15 cents at 186. The spread's at 2707. Movement 171 loads. Fed trade, we've just seen a few hundred head trade around 106, which would be steady with last week. So far, again, it's been very light numbers, but the what we're seeing is basically even money with a week ago. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.